This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Advanced Rehab. And now, here is your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Travis Rowland. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. How about you?
Doing okay. Doing all right. It's good to be back in here with you.
Yep.
After a couple of weeks have been away. So, it's been a couple of weeks since we've talked. How have you and the staff been holding up through this last couple of weeks?
It's hard, but you got to keep, you got to keep your hand on the plow, as they say, and keep moving and keep going. I think the biggest part is not blaming each other, not blaming.
Yeah.
The kids, just, everybody has to take ownership for whatever part you play in, the why we can't finish a game with the W. And so just got to keep going. I mean, because it's the same thing in the win. If you wallow in it or celebrate a win too long, you'll lose the next one. And so just got to stick together and continue to grind it out. Just like we tell the kids to do, stick together, grind it out.
Sure.
Got to do the same thing as a coach and just keep moving on and keep getting better. Because, again, in this region, you don't have the time to sit there and celebrate, because every team is going to present a unique challenge. So you have to be ready to go and ready to play.
So looking back, the last few games against Lowndes and Colquitt, what stood out to you the most about your team's kind of effort and attitude over those games?
I think the biggest part is the never quitting.
Yeah.
I think that shows that they still believe in what we're doing. Because, in this generation, it's easy to see when a team is like, yeah, we don't want to play for any of y'all, forget all of y'all, but, we're not seeing that. I think that, that we just have, there's some times where, we lack discipline to the scheme. Not discipline in the sense of penalties, discipline to the scheme of what we're doing. Where, I just told the guy 9-1-2, there was one run where, Lamar gets the ball and he's pressing his gap and, he makes a cut, he dips inside a little bit and our guy's on the edge. It's like, oh, he's going inside, and then it was a setup for him to bounce and get back outside. And so I think that that's just something that, we have to continue to push, is that, and a part of that is trust. Do you truly trust your teammate that if you're a C-gap player, even though the ball's going to pop in the A-gap, you think it's going to pop in the A-gap, you got to trust that the guy that's going to be there is going to be there. And so, but I think that's the biggest thing that stood out to me, is that we've played hard, and we've played to the very last whistle every single game. We haven't just laid down and said, okay, we're going to go out there and just let them do whatever they're going to do to us.
So, both of those really strong programs, no doubt about it, the last couple. What do you think your guys learned from competing against that level of talent?
I think that, as a coach, you learn that you have to continue to be even more prepared. And I think for the kids, it's the same thing. You're facing guys that, the nose guard for Colquitt, he's probably 5'7".
Yeah.
But he is, you can tell how strong he is.
Sure.
We've watched him on film all year long. Just totally, dish rag and displace centers all year long. And so you can tell that kid must be a very, 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 very strong individual. And so I think that, you see, I think the kids can see, a program and kids that are dedicated to their craft. And that's same for coaches. You got to make sure that you do everything you can to make sure your kid is overly confident in what he's doing.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, against Lowndes, as you say this in both games, it seemed like the offense was able to move the ball pretty well at times. Maybe a little bit of struggling to finish drive sometimes. What were the biggest takeaways from that one?
I think the biggest part that we understand is that we know the scheme is there. As I tell kids a lot of the time when it comes to offensive stuff, when you're in the red zone, it becomes an attitude.
Yes.
Coach can help you 20-20. But we all know, if you're a football fan, when you get in the red zone, there's three extra defenders. There's both sidelines and back of the end zone. So now it's kind of 11-on-14. You got to figure out how to beat the guy in front of you, because most teams are going to give you man-to-man. Most teams are going to give you, a loaded box. And so you got to be able to move a guy and win. And so, like I said, we had 378 yards of offense as a team. and score 28 points. So we're able to move it in between the 20s. But again, when it's time to get those fourth and shorts, we got to get them. And like I said, too, I think it's just a series of unfortunate events. You know, I keep saying, like, man, who in our building ain't living right? Because, like, you know, it's
weird.
It's like,
yeah.
We get a first down, we're driving the ball, and then, like, we have the one snap that goes through Will's hands. Well, he has one snap go through his hands, and he has the one where he's pulling to throw it, and it hits Antoine's going by. It hits Antoine the elbow and skips back, and it's like, well, it drives over then because now it's second and 27. And so that's where, you know, it's just those little things kind of hindered us throughout the night. You know, you get DC a touchdown pass, and, you know, unfortunately, we weren't set before we went in motion. That just all those things kind of pile up on you, and that's why I talk about discipline to the scheme. You know, and so we just those things hurt you, because when you look at a game where, you know, you have one running back 17 for 80, another running back 11 for 75, like, that's it's.
They're making hay, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's tough, you know what I mean? Like, and you ran the ball 30 times, you know what I mean? And with this, the most plays we ran as offense all year long. And we don't honestly think about going through it 36 because you're trying to get back into it late. And so, you know what I mean? The balance is almost 50-50, which any coach is going to ask for, can we be 50-50 in our run-to-pass ratio? So just, you know, that's the one thing you take away from the offense. Did a good job moving the ball up and down the field. We just have to be able to finish.
Absolutely. Well, on the defensive side, though, what are some of the things that you and your staff have been kind of emphasizing to try to tighten up down the last stretch?
Again, discipline to the scheme. I think that we watched the tape this morning with the kids of practice. Just it's constantly saying, like, hey, man, this is your A gap. Even if it looks cloudy, you have to press the gap, because running backs now are taught to press until they get some daylight. And so I do think, you know, that, like, we play well in stretches.
Yeah.
You know, just not enough. Doubt. You know what I mean? Like, I talk about the drive on offense where we got the touchdown pass called back. We got back-to-back stops after that, you know, but we just couldn't capitalize, you know, as a total team. That's where it takes a total team effort to win a game. You know, I liken it to when we were stalling Lions' offense. Their defense essentially had their offenses back and wouldn't let us necessarily score, because, like, we could come out of halftime of that game, it's 21-14, we drive the football down and we don't get it in, and then we stopped them and they stopped us again, and then their offense went down to score their one touchdown in the third quarter. So that's where it's, you know, you got to be able to play all three phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams have to all have a good night at the same time for you to win a game, you know, in region play, just because our region, the margin for error in our region is so small. You know, it's not that the teams are head and shoulders are better than each other, because, or even people are running different schematics. It's just on any given night, you've got to be disciplined to what you're doing. You need all three teams to all three, you know, sides of the ball to play well for you.
So you talk about all three phases. You know, special teams is something, you know, that can get overlooked sometimes. I know that's important to you. It was interesting in the Colquitt game, the chess match in it that they do with their kickoff stuff. Like, I noticed that you started out with the hands team right out there and had – it wasn't, I don't know if it was Julian was back deep. Yep. You had DC closer up to the front. What is that, just something that historically you've seen them seem like they do a lot of onside kicks?
So what's happened in our region is, and you can go to every team, right? So do you really want to kick to number four, number five, number one for Valdosta? Probably not.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick it to David Coleman? Yeah. No. Do you want to kick it to Sean Green? No. Trent Hamilton's almost taking one back. So, like, do you really want to kick it to the running back from Lions? Probably not. Like, do you want to kick it to Jay Lamar if he's back deep for Colquitt? Like, there's so many different kids in our region. Tiff's got some receivers. So everybody has been doing sky kicks. And you got to think, too, we gave up on, Richmond Hills kid did have the perfect swirly ball.
Oh, yes, he did. That was crazy.
On purpose, he was able to make it happen. He onside kicked us. Valdosta actually onside kicked us. Like, so now you're to the point where, like, we got to have guys out here that are used to handling the ball. You know, it's no offense to our other guys on kick return, but they're not guys every time that are used to handling the ball. So now you try to go hands team. Well, chess match for them, because you got to eventually go out there. So if you don't move up, because we do it, we have two calls, right, where we have a coach. I stand in one spot to mess so the team, they may think I'm making the call. There's another coach. And there's three coaches involved in our where we're going to kick the ball to. And so they look and see how we're set. So they see, okay, hands team's out there. They're bunched up. Go ahead and kick it deep. It's not, and especially if it's not DC back deep. So it is an ongoing chess match every time. Like, literally, I don't think I've coached up our field goal block. I haven't seen us try to block a field goal in weeks.
Sure.
Because as soon as we get scored on, I'm immediately clicking over to talk to Coach Lester Davis about, hey, man, are we going hands? Are we going to kick return?
Yeah.
What's the plan? Because, we're, you know, everybody's trying to do different things because you don't want to give what you would call a free touchdown off of a kick return.
No doubt. All right, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment's brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach, you got a locker room full of teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dealing with, you know, what's been tough, no doubt, over the last couple of weeks. You know, what's your message to them this week to kind of stay locked in?
Tell everybody, man, like, you one, these kids are resilient. I think they've shown that in every game they've played.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's not like they've come out and been flat. They've come out and played hard for us. And so I think that's one big piece that they've shown their resiliency all year long, even through the injuries, through suspensions, through so many different things that have gone on throughout the year. And they don't make excuses, you know.
Sure.
You know, being down two starters on defense, they're not gonna even talk about that. And so they just play with whoever's out there and do whatever we have to do to get a W. I think the biggest thing I told them is just – got to finish. I said, guys, whether your last game in high school is as a senior in the state championship game, fourth round game, second round, first round, week 10 or week 2 if you got hurt, you have to make sure you leave in people's mind that David Coleman gave Camden County everything he had every snap. That Parks Randall gave it everything he had every single snap. That Trenton Country Davis gave it everything he had every single snap. And that's where, you know, we have to make sure that we continue to preach that, because, again, I'm like, guys, some of us will never play another snap of high school football.
Right.
Never play another snap. And so when you walk off the field to a sport that you've given your all to from 5, 6, 7 years old to now 17 or 18, well, that last snap, will you be able to look back and say, I gave everything I had?
Yeah, because, God, you're going to be disappointed if you didn't, right? Have
because,
to live with that.
Because some of us will never play again.
Yeah.
And now, because there's nothing wrong with that. Because I've got 3 or 4 high school teammates who never played another down. There's a couple of them making a lot of money in their professions.
Sure,
like, nobody
sure.
was even thinking about signing day from February of 2004 anymore. Nobody's thinking about that. All everybody sees now is that one of them works for Duke Energy, makes a lot of money.
Yeah,
the other one's
yeah.
working for Chevron out in Houston. He's doing phenomenal for himself.
Yeah.
And so, like... It's important that people, when they look at your last game, they can say, this kid's making plays. This kid played hard to get. And so that's kind of the focal point right now is give it every single thing that you have in these last few days of work.
So, Coach, I'll tell you, as somebody who's been around this team for decades now, we've seen great teams. We've mm-hmm. seen ones that have struggled. Mm-hmm. One thing about this one that stands out, though, is – these kids keep giving effort all the time. You don't see the heads hanging.
Yep.
And that's really a testament, I think, to the culture that's in there. Things are you know, there's good stuff going on. There's no doubt about it. How have you seen your seniors step up in terms of leadership, especially now, you know, that you've got one game left?
Just yesterday, Parks catches a ball. There's a guy draped on him, shakes him off. A guy comes up to tackle him. He honestly just ducks his head and tries to run and runs him clean over.
Yeah.
And you know, like, and kept going until he's pushed out of bounds by the cavalry coming. And so I think that's a guy that's been a leader here for a while, and that guy is saying, I am not done until they say I'm done. I'm not done until there's 4 zeros on the clock
at
Tift on October 31st. And so I think that's where the seniors have stepped up. You know, David Coleman is still catching every ball and every run that he gets, and he's going to the end zone to score, which is why he's done it all year long, because every time he touches the football, he finishes in the end zone. And so I think those are the places where, you know, you're seeing the guys that are seniors step up and winning that way. Xavier Brown was excited at practice yesterday. Zion Branch, who's turned himself into a phenomenal football player thanks to the effort and the relationship that him and Xavier have ignited together. They were full of energy in practice yesterday. And I think that's where those guys are showing the true leadership, because it shows a younger guy like, yeah, we're not going to the playoffs, but we still have a standard to uphold. And a coach, we can only say it so many times.
Sure.
They've got to see it from their teammates. Player-driven teams always, you know, do better and go further than coach-driven teams, always.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, looking ahead to Tift, you know, Tift is in a similar spot. Obviously, both teams looking for that first region win. What kind of game are you expecting Friday night?
I'm sure everybody's going to be trying their hardest. Nobody wants to be last. I told the kids, the guys, in my entire life, I've never gone winless in a conference situation.
Right.
And I've never been last in a division or a conference. And so, you know, I don't want to have that first ever, and I don't want to have it with you guys. I said, you know, and so you know that everybody is going to, for the most part, you would assume, scratch and claw.
Sure.
And that's why it's going to be important for us to get off to a fast start, so that way we put the pressure on them right away. And I think that's going to be the biggest deal right now, is who can get off to the fastest start and get going early.
So what's the biggest thing about Tift that stands out on film for you? Like, what type of team are they?
I think that, you know, their receivers are dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, the quarterback is weird, because last year, it's the same kid. He split time a little bit this year, a little more this year. But number 7, he was much more – he ran the ball at a much higher clip last year. This year, he's kind of hanging out in the pocket more. I hope he does it again, because he's dangerous when he starts running the football.
Yeah.
I think the receivers are pretty play very well. And then the kid Holloman, I mean, he's led our region, I think, in rushing for a while. I think the kids from Valdosta have now caught him.
You
know, they run the ball effectively with him, especially earlier in the year. I mean, he was getting the ball 30, 35 times in some games just himself. And then I think defensively, their nose guard, undersized guy, I think he's only a sophomore, but he plays really hard. And so, I mean, they play hard. You know, I think they've made everybody beat them. You know, they've made some mistakes. And, again, I think it's kind of a thing you've watched with both of us, where it's the discipline to the scheme.
Sure.
I think, you know, their scheme is good. It's there. But they don't always execute it. And I don't think, you know, you're not looking at them saying, oh, man, they're not lined up right, in a sense of where, like, you can tell the front they're set in isn't right. That hasn't happened. It's been they turn a receiver loose or somebody jumps in the wrong gap. And so that's where, you know, we got to hope they still do some of the same things where they mess up on a protection and you can sack the quarterback and he fumbles or something like that. So that's where, you know, we need to be the more disciplined to our scheme football team come Friday night.
So what kind of practice have y'all had so far this week from the guys? Any difference in tone or approach?
No difference in the tone or approach. I think when you start changing too much, that's where you make the kids change. And I think everybody knows, right, this is the final game of the season. There's no chance of anything else. And so that finality within itself has done some things.
Yeah.
There's going to be something we're going to do tomorrow, weather pending, at practice, to kind of close out their Camden County career. I think it would be a good thing for us to do. One of the seniors actually mentioned it to me. He asked, can we do something a little differently? And I think we'll finish
nice.
That way for the kids, as long as the weather permits for us to do it, to do what that kid asked for us to be able to do for their careers.
All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
No matter if you are a professional athlete, play under Friday night lights at Chris Gilman Stadium, or a weekend warrior
injuries are a part of life. Here at Advanced Rehab, our focus is getting you back in the game faster. Personalized treatment plans, cutting-edge rehab, including our newest device, Lightforce high-intensity laser therapy, dry needling, and more. Located off Kings Bay Road, we have been serving Camden County since 1996 and are the official physical therapy provider for Camden County Athletics. Request an appointment today at advancedrehab.com.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment's brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. You've talked a lot over the year as we've talked about you kind of a foundation for the future. How do these kind of moments, you know, tough seasons, kind of shape that process?
Well, I think it
seems like you learn a lot. It's almost like you learn more when things aren't going the way you want them.
Very true.
Yeah.
I think for kids, coaches, and even our fans, you learn that winning is not easy.
Sure.
You learn that, you know, a lot goes into winning a game. Coach has a responsibility. Kids have a responsibility. Community support has a responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do. I mean, you look at Lions just 2 years ago, they were 3-7. I mean, it's not easy to come out of those lulls of not being a good football team. And so, you know, those are things that you have to be able to do, and you got to figure out how to do it. So I think that's the biggest thing you learn, is that it's not easy to win. And then you learn that you can't cut corners to discipline. You know, you can't say I'm going to be disciplined, you know, on Monday, but not on Tuesday.
Right.
And then discipline on Wednesday. Or I'll be disciplined on Wednesday and Thursday, because those are the days that are close to the game. It's going to take it's every week, it's every day. You have to have the discipline. So I think that's the biggest part that you learn. It's just, you know, wins are not easy to come by. You know, you rack them up as a kid and as a coach, and you just think, oh, yeah, we're going to always win.
It'll always be like this.
You know, I say, like, even when people say, the Florida schools, I'm like, man, I was nervous every game, because you just don't know. I mean, you never know if your coaches, you know, you give them jobs to do as a coach staff, and you're up here on Sundays. But when you split up sometimes, you know, you go to one room and go to the next room. You don't know what happens when you leave.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when the teachers are gone, or the parents are gone, the kids do what they want to do. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So that's where you just never know what's going to happen in those times. And so you just learn about being dedicated the whole way through and understanding and be appreciative of when you have a good season and you're doing good things, because you could be in this and where it's not fun. It's not fun knowing that on Friday, that's it. You know what I mean? For me, it's the first time since 2010 where when the 10th game of the season is played, you know, I'll look up on Monday and be like, I don't have football practice.
Yeah.
I'm doing freaking exit interviews and talking to the kids about, you know, what we did bad and what we did good from their perspective.
Of course,
that I can take the notes and make the fixes accordingly.
Are there any younger players who've really stepped up over the last few weeks that fans should keep an eye on? I'll tell you why I asked that question is we really enjoyed watching Charles Grant on Friday night.
Charles Grant, it's been a battle to get him to be totally in, where he's here every day, doing what he's supposed to do, not letting a tummy ache, as he called it, make him miss a day of school and all that kind of stuff. And so Charles had a phenomenal game.
Yes.
And what's crazy is, if you guys had the film of it, or even on your calls, if you go back, a lot of the turnovers we've had this year have been when Charles Grant was in the game. Like, against the Benedictine, when the quarterback just fumbled the ball, Charles Grant was in the game. And, like, just every time Charles Grant's in the game, something happens.
Yeah.
Like, in practice, will drop a ball or a messed up handoff. Like Charles Gray has been that lucky lucky horseshoe, whatever you want to call it this year. And honestly, Charles is a good football player.
He's a sophomore, right?
He's a junior.
He's a junior. Okay.
But again, he's a part of that junior class where this group of kids has a chance to do something really good as long as they stay focused and locked in. He's a kid. He's a guy. I thought Will Smith is one of our juniors. Mm-hmm. He's had a phenomenal back half of the season. Like, it hasn't been as a total group on defense, but Will Smith has played really well. You know, Malik Patterson gave up the deep ball on fourth down, but up until that moment, he played really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Demi Coleman, you know, getting an interception.
Sure.
At Coleman as a sophomore, staying in the middle of the field, actually catching the ball.
That's a pretty cool moment,
When he was up there, I was like, he looks really good. Like, I just hope he just catch the ball. Please, because he's had some issues out there practicing with those same balls. He's dropped them, so, and he's got great hands.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's come up and made a lot of tackles for us. So I thought he played really well and showed some promise. And so I think, you know, that part's got to just continue where those guys that are in that junior class have to continue to rise and continue to make plays. But I'm definitely excited about Charles and Demi for sure.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, what's something about this team that the scoreboard might not show but that you wish people knew?
I think I wish people knew how much they care.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes, you know, because kids are resilient and they bounce back the next day well, you know, I don't think sometimes people don't get to see, you know, when they come up here on Sundays and they're still carrying losing a game with them.
Yeah.
You know, they're carrying it like they're the coaches, you know, and so they do care about what's going on. They do care about, you know, how they're perceived out in their community. They care about, you know, what people think about them. You know, they read everything.
All the crap out there,
see. And so, you know, and whether it's an attack on them, us, whatever, you know, they see it and they carry it and wear it. And so I think I wish people could see how much they do truly care. You know, it's not for lack of trying. You know, do we have issues? Yes. You know, some things that they can control as players. Yes. There's some things we can control as coaches. Yes. But they do care and they are trying extremely, extremely hard to rectify you know, how the season is going.
And finally, Coach, what would a win on Friday mean? You know, not just for the record, but for this group of kids and how they finished their season together.
That their dedication was worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a win always makes you feel like your dedication was worth it because, you know, you've been at it since January. Like, when you start a football season, you started in January. I mean, because, if you go to the playoffs, you get a couple lists, but Thanksgiving break messes that up, and then you come back Thanksgiving break. Technically, got about 3 weeks of school, and you need a full 5 to 6 weeks to get a full weight room cycle in. And so, it means your dedication for an entire year matters. And so, that's what you want to see. You know, you want to be able to send these guys out, you know, with the win, and have a ride back where they're riding back, thinking about all of the wins that they were able to have over the course of their 4 years.
All right. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
I'm Mike Spears signing off.